Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Hey, make a look this way.
Come on, Adana. That's it. Make sure I look good too, Jamie.
I thought this blog was about the cow.
It is, but you don't know who's going to see it. I want to look buff.
Buff? Sorry. Camera shake on that one.
Well, go again. Now while the sun's still out.
No, it's no good, Josh. Even with the super wide angle, I can't seem to get all of your head in the picture.
Oh, so funny.
How are you getting on, boys?
We're doing the photos for the website. My blog.
Great.
Well, some of them are.
Boy!
Ruth, is it okay me still being here?
Of course. You can stay for lunch if you like. Josh's gran's coming. One more makes no difference.
That's really kind. But I've got to go home for lunch. I promise Mum.
Okay. Another time then, hmm?
Thanks. I don't want to go home.
Have lunch and come straight back.
I might do that. The atmosphere's so weird.
Yeah.
Kenton's always at Jack's. Because he's not around, I'm obsessing about me. Am I all right? Do I want anything to eat?
They always ask that.
She finally went to Jack's on Friday.
About time.
She didn't seem that impressed. Now she's going on about my birthday.
Washing.
Thanks.
The stain came out of your pink top.
Good.
Gran's coming to lunch, by the way.
Is she?
So, if you want to get dressed and get your breakfast.
I don't want any, thanks.
Pip.
Mum, look at this.
Facebook. What am I looking for?
There.
Relationship state.
Single. He's changed it to single.
Oh, Pip.
And these are his photos since he got there. The album's called Freedom. Dancing. More dancing. Another bar. Some girl. And look, he's put single and loving it.
Oh, Pip.
Oh, Mum.
And 14 pence change.
Thanks, Cathy.
I'd better write it in the low stock book. Or more accurately, the no stock book.
I'm sorry to clean you out, but I thought I'd better get in early.
Well, yes, if there's going to be a run on preserving sugar.
People have started asking questions, you see.
I'm sorry?
Because of the cookery films.
Oh, right.
They've been posting them on the website. I spent yesterday morning answering them with Linda.
I see. I
couldn't do it by myself. Well, the cookery side I can. But she's a lot better on the computer than me.
Well, what do people want to know?
Well, everything. What's the secret of a really light Victoria sponge? How to get your Yorkshires to rise?
Oh, I'd better have a look. And they wanted tips on jam making as well, presumably.
Yes, lots of people. Lots of first-timers, too. I'll be a victim of my own success if they all enter the flour and produce.
I don't think a beginner's going to knock you off the top spot, Jill.
Everyone has to start somewhere. Right. I'd better drop this lot home and get off to Brookfield.
Oh, are you going for lunch?
Yes. They're very sweet to keep asking me.
Well, if you see Jamie, can you remind him he's supposed to be home for lunch? Not that there'll be anything cooked with me stuck here.
No, I hope Jean's better soon. This cold of hers has really hung on.
Well, the last thing I wanted was to cover, really. But I couldn't find anyone else.
Bad luck. I suppose Kenton's at Jack's.
Yes.
He does seem to be giving it his all.
Oh, he is.
It's nice to see him enthusiastic again. He needs something to keep his interest, always has.
Yeah.
Tough on you, though.
Oh, no, I understand. It's just Jamie, you know.
Of course. How is he?
Quiet.
Well, that's boys, isn't it? At least us girls tend to let it out.
True.
Though Jolene seems to be keeping it all in. I couldn't believe she was back behind the bar so quickly.
No.
Not that she's really there, from what I can gather. Oh, dear.
Yeah, it must be very hard for her.
Of course it is. And it seems so selfish and petty, but we've got to know.
Know what?
About the beer tent for the fete.
Oh, of course.
The problem is, she said they'd do it. But in other years, the committee's had written confirmation or an email or something.
Oh, yeah, I remember doing it.
But this year, not a word.
Well, you'll have to get it sorted.
We will. But no one wants to push her, obviously, or put any pressure on her.
No, of course not. Oh, did Linda say anything about this murder mystery she's writing?
No. She's taking the mystery bit very seriously, in terms of the plot, anyway.
The strange affair at Ambridge Towers, isn't it?
That's right. All she did say was that she's setting it in the 1930s, sort of Lord Peter Wimsey or Agatha Christie,
well,
I suppose.
The whole thing sounds completely surreal to me.
It is a bit.
But then, since Sid, nothing seems real.
No, that's right. It doesn't when you've lost someone.
Better? Not really.
Oh, Pip.
It's just so horrible seeing him like that, Mum.
I know.
Didn't he think I might see the photos or care?
Oh, sweetheart.
The truth is he never cared about me at all.
Pip.
He didn't. He can't have.
Pip, I don't know what was going on in Jude's head. But I don't see how anyone who got to know you could ever not care about you.
I didn't know him very well, though, did I? Oh, I was so stupid.
Look, Pip, I know how hard this is for you. I really do.
I don't think you do, Mum. I loved him.
I know you did. I know. And you trusted him. Because when you love someone, you do. And he betrayed your trust in a horrible way.
He didn't love me. Ever.
Oh, Pip. I don't know. Maybe he did in his way, or as much as he could. But not like you deserve to be loved, no. What I do know is that I think you have to face up to the fact it's over. And it looks very much like Jude's moved on. And for your own sake, you're going to have to start thinking about doing the same.
Mum, no, I can't.
You've got to think about yourself now. What you need. What's best for you.
No, Mum.
I know you don't want to think about it. But college breaks up at the end of next week. So if we're going to do anything about you going back...
I can't. I can't face it.
Well, not now this second, but before the end of term.
How can I? I told everyone I was quitting to go round the world with Jude. And now I've got to go crawling back and say he went without me.
Well, I'm
sure... Seeing Zoe and people will be bad enough, but seeing his friends, so humiliating.
But if...
I really, really can't think about it now. But before you ask, I'm not taking the supermarket job.
Oh.
I don't need it now, do I? I'll call them.
Right. And Laura Loxley?
I'm not going to let Elizabeth down. She got Lorna to get me extra... I'll have to do it.
OK. You might even find it takes your mind off it all. Seriously.
So tonight, whose house for the football?
Dunno.
No one will mind if it's here. Dad and Ben will want to watch it anyway. Mum won't mind, and Pip will be upstairs sobbing into one of Grandpa Simpson's old T-shirts. Jamie?
I was going to watch it with my dad.
Oh.
Because he was going to be away for a lot of it. We planned it all from when he got back. And the final, well, that was always going to be on the big screen at the ball.
Right.
Whoever was playing, he promised.
Jay.
Promised.
I'm sorry.
No. It's not your fault. Anyway, let's watch it here.
Is you sure?
Yeah, it'll be cool.
Hello, you two.
Hi, Gran.
Hello.
Jamie, I've got strict instructions to send you home, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I know. I'll get my stuff.
Shall we check the bees before lunch, Gran?
That's just what I was thinking. You go and get kitted up.
Okay. My beekeeping suit's so cool.
Oh, dear.
I'm liking this space.
Jill!
Hello, Ruth.
Oh, sorry. I was upstairs. I'm not sure where David is. He went to look at the barley.
Don't worry. I'm sure he'll surface for lunch.
Yeah, no danger of him missing that. And I hope I've persuaded Pip to join us.
She's got to eat.
I've told her that. But she's still in a heck of a state about Jude.
It's a good job he's left the country. I'd have had something to say to him.
You'd have had to beat David to it.
I'm sure. Treating my granddaughter like that.
It's awful to see her. But what we're wondering now is, can she pull herself together in time to re-register at college?
Have you managed to talk to her about it?
Oh, well, I've tried. She says she can't think about it yet. But at least she didn't say no.
That's hopeful, then.
Yeah. I think I'll give her tutor another call. Let him know she's still here for a start. And that with any luck, she'll be in touch.
Oh, yes. Jude's done enough damage already.
Hiya.
Oh, hi, Jamie. Had a nice time?
Yeah, not bad.
Good. Now, look, I'm afraid, this lunch I promised you...
I'm not that bothered, Mum.
Oh, that's useful, because I had to cover the shop. I mean, I wouldn't be here now if Jim hadn't come in for his paper and offered to take over.
Right.
So how about we have something cold? I've brought back some nice ham, and I'll cook tonight. It'll just be the two of us.
It's the football.
Yeah, I know, but not till 7:30. We'll be finished by then.
I said I'd watch you at Brookfield, if that's okay.
Oh. Yeah, of course. We'll eat a bit earlier then.
Thanks. I'll take my stuff up.
Oh, Jamie, talking about nights out, what are we going to do about your birthday, eh?
Dunno.
Well, I've been thinking. As it's the Tuesday, you might want to do something with your mates, either next weekend or the weekend after. Or whatever you like. Cinema, bowling, paintball, the laser place, I'll pay. And on the day, I'll make sure Kenton has the night off and we'll go out to eat. Just the three of us. You choose, pizza, Chinese...
Just shut up, will you? Shut up!
Jamie...
I don't care! I don't care about any of it!
Jamie...
My life's rubbish right now! And you think you can make it better by going paintballing? Or worse, some fake evening with you and Kenton when you aren't even speaking to each other?
No!
Stop it! All I want for my birthday is my dad back. That's not going to happen, is it? So just don't care!
These are the properties we're interested in at the moment.
Right.
The end of Terrace, I'm pretty sure we'll get that one. The bid's already gone in. Ah, now, Curtis Road.
Oh, Hollerton, I know. Nice double-fronted.
Yeah, right for a reefer. We'd have offered on it by now, but Lillian claims she'd heard some rumour about them upgrading a bridge nearby.
What's that?
Morning, Brenda.
Morning.
Just talking our new colleague through what we've got on the stocks.
Oh, yeah. The post scum, by the way, Brenda. I've left it on your desk.
Oh, thanks.
So are we having the strategy meeting, Matt, or not?
Yeah, in a minute.
And yeah, I do have to get to the Bull.
You're not going to be there every day this week, are you?
I should be there as much as Jolene needs me.
Well, I want us to go and have a look at Hillside sometime, see how the builders are getting on.
We'll have to see.
Well, if they think we're not interested, they'll be sitting around drinking tea and reading the paper all day.
Oh, perish the thought.
Well, we should have those flats ready to rent out by September. If you're too busy, fine, I'll go with Brenda.
Yeah, sure.
Look, I haven't said no. I'm sure I can find the time.
Well, good.
So can we make a start on this meeting, please?
Yeah.
I'll get myself a chair.
You won't need to sit down, will you, Brenda, to pour the coffee?
Oh.
You know where everything is, don't you? In the kitchen up here?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Good. Now, no sugar for either of us, thanks.
Right. So, coffee for two, then.
Lovely. And no biscuits for us, but you can help yourself.
Thanks.
Right, Matt, let's get on.
Jack's not going to know it's his birthday, but Peggy wants us to mark the occasion.
Yeah, of course.
The Laurels are going to do him a cake, and we're all going to drop in sometime during the afternoon.
Oh, that's nice. I'll have the radicchio now, Pat, please.
Here you go. As it's Monday, Tom's got sausage making, and Tony could still be busy on the harvest, but we'll work round that.
Hey, how's Tom getting on with his questionnaire?
Oh, for the pies?
Yeah, thought he wanted us to start giving them out this week.
It's still a work in progress, I think.
What questions is he asking? What could this veal and ham pie contribute to our knowledge of astrophysics? Answer on one side of the paper only?
No, not quite. But he's got to make up two different questionnaires for a start. One for caterers and commercial customers and one for the public. Mm. So for the caterers, he's asking how many they might take and at what sort of price.
Oh, I see.
And in the consumer version, he wants to know if people might be interested for family parties and so on.
And this is all just for the large pies?
Yeah. And there'll be a photo of the one Jill made as a guide.
Oh, brilliant. Right. Is that artistic enough for the salad stuff?
Positively Tate modern.
I'll just tidy up these peppers.
Loitering by your lettuces again, Kirsty.
Hello, Pat.
Hi, Kenton.
Hi, it's all right. I got your message.
Oh, good.
Didn't have time to reply, though, because Pat arrived.
But you're okay to work tonight?
Yeah.
Great.
Go on, then. What's the big occasion?
Well, I had a call from Don. He's bringing some friends over.
Didn't know he had any friends. Who are they?
Oh, we're about to find out. But I want everything to be A1 super shiny for him.
Mm. Oh, well, no wonder you want Kirsty there. And don't go keeping her too late. She's invaluable here.
Well, believe me, I know. I mean, this town couldn't function without Kirsty.
Oh, shut up, the pair of you. Oh, sorry. Hi, Brenda.
Hi. Are you at Jack's tonight?
I am, yeah. Why?
Because I'm going to need a drink and someone to moan to.
Sounds fun. What's happened?
It's... Oh, I've got to go.
Oh, OK.
Sorry. See you later.
I'll see you later, Tiger. I'm not sure what time. Depends if they manage to get Nick in to help out.
Yeah, whatever.
Bye. Bye-bye, Brenda.
Bye.
You can take your lunch now, Brenda, if you like.
Thanks. Before I do, Matt...
Yeah?
If I remember rightly, when you sold me this job, you said I'd be an integral part of the team.
And you are.
When I'm not allowed to be in on a meeting about future strategy.
Look.
You took me on as a PA stroke business development executive.
That's right.
So where is the business development bit in making coffee?
Brenda.
This isn't going to work if Lillian keeps putting me down.
I know, but I know where I'm going with this, trust me. And it will work out. The thing you have to understand about Lillian is... You've got to take things slowly.
Well, how slowly?
Can't say, but she's got to get used to the idea of having you round.
She didn't want me at all, did she?
Lillian can see the logic of having someone who's committed to the business full time. You can see how she gets pulled away to other things.
No, it's all right, Matt. I get it.
Put this bit with the rest of the paper, will you, Jamie?
Yeah, give it here.
I don't know why we have a Sunday paper. No one has time to read it.
You could have gone to Pat's for this shop meeting, like you usually do.
It's only a mini meeting, me, Pat and Linda.
Whatever. You don't have to be here all the time, Mum, and keeping an eye on me.
Is that what you think?
Yeah, it's what you're doing, isn't it?
I didn't want to leave you here on your own this evening, that's all.
You're kicking me upstairs. It's not like I'm going to be with you.
No, I know, but...
I'd have been upstairs anyway, on the computer and stuff, so it doesn't make a difference if you're here or not.
But Jamie...
Mum, please don't start. Look, I've been thinking about my birthday.
Oh, yes?
If it'll make you happy, why don't we go bowling? You, me and Kenton. Maybe Josh as well.
It's not about making me happy, love.
Yes or no?
Yes, that's great. And ask Josh if you want to, of course. I'll sort the rest out, pin Kenton down. Oh, that'll be Pat.
I'll go.
Thanks.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Jamie. Did you enjoy the football last night?
Yeah, I did, thanks.
Great.
Mum's in there. See ya.
Right. Oh, hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Linda's going to be a bit late. I had a message. Unavoidably detained in the graveyard, apparently.
What?
Oh, she's looking for inspiration for this murder thing she's writing.
Well, we haven't got any murder victims buried in the churchyard, have we?
Oh, no, of course not. Well, I hope not. Oh, she's looking for names for the characters.
Oh, I see. Oh, I'm sorry, Pat. Have a seat.
You all right?
Well, not really. It's Jamie.
Oh, dear.
Well, you know how quiet he's been. It all came out yesterday.
Oh, no.
We were talking about his birthday. Well, he's just lost his dad. He's hurting. He's angry and confused.
Of course he is.
Yeah, but you know as well as I do it's not just that, is it? He can see how things are between me and Kenton. I've got to do something.
Well, you know what I think.
Yeah, I should have listened to you before, I know. I've been punishing Kenton for not coming to New Zealand.
Oh, Kathy.
So whatever the rights and wrongs on both sides, the first move's going to have to come from me.
Good.
Well, Kenton's working tonight, of course. But, yeah, I'm going to wait up for him.
Good.
Maybe we can have a drink and a chat and... Well, not sort things out, not in one conversation, of course, but at least start to talk about it, you know? How we got here and how to start putting it right.
That sounds a very good idea.
I hope so. Pat, it's not just about Jamie. I feel bad about everything too.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be Linda. She wants to talk about the cleaning rotor, I know. Mm. And did you hear about the problem with the bread racks?
No. Remind me to tell you something about the low stock book, will you? I'm coming.
Have I made a terrible, terrible mistake?
Of course you haven't.
You don't think I've jumped out of the frying pan and into the microwave?
Brenda, no. Anyway, it's far too early to tell.
You sound like Matt. It's all very well saying Lillian needs time, but the longer I let her treat me like a glorified PA, in fact, more like the tea girl, the more she's going to get it fixed in her mind that's what I actually am.
Sorry, but I think you're underestimating Matt. And yourself.
Really?
Matt gets what he wants, doesn't he? And he wants you there as far more than the PA. He wants you to spot opportunities, do the negotiating, all that stuff.
That's what he said.
Well, then that's what he means.
He is a convicted fraudster, Kirsty. What if I've had him wrong all this time?
Brenda, you've only been there one day. You can't judge anything on that basis.
Maybe not.
Look, if Lillian won't let you get your hands on any of these housing projects, then the first thing you've got to do is win her round.
And how do you suggest I do that? Swat up on the best places for Botox in Borsetshire? Start shopping in Underwood's designer room?
Oh, I don't know. You're the one who's there. It's got to be something. But you've got to play it smart.
Suddenly the world of energy drinks looks blissfully uncomplicated.
Well, you had a horrible time there the last couple of weeks. It wasn't much fun before that.
Yeah, it's all relative.
And if you were still working in Leicester, you wouldn't be here now, would you? You'd be in bed.
I'd have been in bed an hour ago.
Well, there you are then.
Yeah. Oh. Matt, I ought to go. Tom will be wondering where I am.
So have you told him all this?
What do you think? You know what he thought about me taking the job with Matt, so not a word, right?
Of course not.
Luckily, he wasn't that interested in every detail of my day. He's stressing over this questionnaire of his.
Oh, he's putting a lot of effort into it.
Well, he's got to get it right. He made me have a look. I told him to make more of the fact that it's all local produce and locally made.
Yeah, people love that.
And the welfare-friendly bit. So I left him frantically revising, printing and emailing.
Kirsty.
Oh, sorry, Kenton, it's all my fault. I've been distracting her.
No, it's fine. Only Don and friends have finished eating now. They're going upstairs to chill.
Don?
Yeah,
chill?
Yeah, he's really getting into the groove. And his friends are great. Seems he met them scuba diving.
Sorry, this is Don Sandlin we're talking about. Well,
don't judge a book by the words, as Jazza might say, if you ever read. Anyway, could you take them up another bottle? Oh, and some clean glasses.
Sure. Are they still on the Rioja?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Lager, is it?
I'll get out of your way.
Okay, night-night. And remember, big smile for Tom.
Oh, yes, everything's just fine.
Mum?
Kenton?
No, it's me. What are you doing down here?
Oh, Jamie. Oh. What time is it?
Nearly 1 o'clock.
What?
Shall I turn this off?
Oh, yes, do. Is Kenton in?
No.
Oh. Well, what are you doing up?
I couldn't sleep. I came to get a drink.
Right.
Where is he? Were you waiting up for him? Oh, you don't think anything's happened? Like he's had an accident?
What? No, love. No, I'm sure he hasn't.
Check your phone. Maybe there's a message.
Yeah, maybe. It's in my bag.
I'll get it. Oh, yeah, there is.
Thanks. Going to be late. Sent at 12:30.
Must be a lock-in.
Yes.
Yes, you're probably right.
Lucky Kenton. Are you going to go to bed then?
Yeah, I may as well. Sorry, what? Did I wake you?
Do you have to do that now?
Yep, got to get to work.
Well, can you just leave it for a bit?
What?
I haven't had a massive amount of sleep.
No, really?
No. Oh. You got my message, did you?
Oh, yes, I got it. How late was late?
It was about 3.
I see. Well, you've had nearly 6 hours. Jamie and I have been tiptoeing around since 7. And we weren't asleep very early ourselves.
Why? What? Oh, I'm sorry if you were worried.
We were.
Well, I did text.
Eventually. So what was it? A lock-in?
Yes. Well, look,
do you think Don Sandland would approve?
It was his idea.
Don's?
Yeah, him and his mates. So I could hardly refuse, could I?
Well, if that's what he wants Jax to be known for, it's going to play even more havoc with our lives.
Well, I'm sure it won't be a regular thing. Listen, I'm sorry. I did let you know. And I thought that I was doing you a favour not coming to bed and waking you up.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for that.
OK, I'll tell you what. Frank's opening up, so let's get the frying pan out and I'll do us a full English, eh?
I had my breakfast hours ago and I've got to get to work. I'm trying not to work evenings and weekends at the moment, if you remember.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Which
yeah.
is more than I can say for you.
I'll go and have a shower then.
There is one thing.
Yeah?
Jamie's birthday.
Yeah, a week today. I haven't forgotten.
Good. Well, if you could possibly manage to have the evening off, he suggested we go bowling.
All right. Well, just the 3 of us?
No, Josh as well.
Oh, great. And what are we going to do about eating?
Well, he's not that bothered. Probably just a quick burger at some point. Mm-hmm. So if you're lucky, you may hardly have to talk to me at all.
Kathy.
Unless you want to, that is.
Like you said, you've got to get to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll grab that shower and then I may as well get to work too. Shouldn't leave Frank with all the clearing up to do.
Do we have to go to Hillside today?
Sooner the better.
So, if you've got to be at the ball today, when can you fit it in?
Matt, I've told you, I'm not sure.
Oh, hey, what about these rumours about the bridge upgrade in Hollerton? Don't suppose you've done anything about firming those up?
Not yet, no.
Well, we can't afford to hang around, Lillian. It's best offers on the Curtis Road place by 5 p.m. Friday.
You know, sometimes I still can't believe you, Matt. Jolene's lost her husband in the most dreadful circumstances and still all you're interested in is making a quick buck.
Oh, don't be...
Jolene's been a very good friend to both of us and I'm not going to let her down. There'll always be other properties. Her husband isn't quite so easy to replace.
Oh, Lillian, it's
morning,
not...
Morning, Brenda.
Oh, morning.
Hi there.
Hi, Matt.
I'll see you later.
Coffee?
No, thanks. Listen, I don't want to be disturbed for about an hour, OK? You've got something to get on with?
Yeah, I think so.
Good.
Hi, yeah, Highways Department, please. Hollerton, Curtis Road.
Mostly I feel like such an idiot.
Pip.
I do. Right up to the minute I rang him, I thought we were fine. We were going off round the world. How didn't I see it coming?
Sweetheart, listen to your Uncle Kenton. We've all been there.
Yeah.
No, we have.
Yeah. That's pretty much what Elizabeth said.
Yeah, well, there you are then. If I told you the number of times I thought I'd met the one, well, we'd still be here at closing time. And beyond.
But you've got Kathy now.
Yeah, of course. And...
Please don't say I'll meet someone else.
No, I wasn't going to. I was going to say, if it's any consolation, Jude had a lot of people fooled.
Not Dad.
No, well, your dad's senses are pretty finely tuned when it comes to sussing out flaky. After all, I've given him plenty of practice.
Kenton.
Hey, was that a smile? Just a little one?
I've almost forgotten how.
Well, that's the first thing we've got to put right. Is that why you're in Borchester? A cheer-up session? New shoes or a haircut? Isn't that the usual therapy?
I'm meeting Izzy.
Ah, Izzy. Oh, she'll sort you out.
She's been brilliant. I was crying all over her most of last week. Oh, here she is. Izzy!
Hiya! Hello, any service in here?
Yep, on my way. I'll see you girls.
I'll see you.
Hi, babe.
Hi.
You made it out of the house then?
Yeah, just about. Nearly had a panic attack on the bus, but... Oh, thanks for this, Izzy. Giving up your day off.
Oh, that's okay. I was only going to watch trash telly about people's relationships falling apart. So, what's the plan?
Just coffee, Lillian.
Oh, actually, pop me a shot of something in it, will you, darling? And I don't mean extra espresso.
Okay. Anything particular?
No, you choose. I need a bit of a boost.
Oh, what's that? There you go. Try that.
Oh, thanks. Mmm. Delicious.
Good. So,
Oh, Jolene had a call from the solicitor. She's got to go and hear the will read on Friday.
Oh, no.
Anyway, she was fixating about wearing a particular jacket, which Fallon had taken to the cleaners for her when she got back from New Zealand, so I said I'd pick it up.
Right.
Well, when I handed over the ticket, they gave me her jacket, plus a jacket and trousers of Sid's.
Ah.
It just brought it home to me, what she's been going through. Oh, I'm sorry, Kenton. It's not so long since you all lost Phil.
I know, but, you know, that was completely different. I mean, sudden, yes, but at least Dad had a good long life.
Yeah.
Jamie's coming in after school.
Here?
Yeah, I texted him. Asked if he wanted a lift home instead of getting the bus.
Poor boy. It's ghastly for him. Do you know, I don't think James has ever got over Ralph dying when he was so young.
How old was James?
6, nearly 7.
Oh, that's hard. Though it's tough at any age, losing your dad.
Yeah. Losing anyone you love.
Oh, Izzy.
I'm really not sure this was a good idea.
I'm sorry. I just had to see for myself. Jude and I had such happy times in this room.
You're only making things worse for yourself. Sorry. I suppose I can sort of see why you wanted to come.
I just want to know. How long had he been planning it all, planning to dump me?
I don't know. Who knows what goes on in guys' heads? And we're not going to find out from his housemates.
No.
We may as well go, Pip. They're not going to tell us when he bought his ticket or where he's planning to go in America. And what would you do if they did? You can't follow him. No visa, remember?
I still can't believe he's gone. I mean, it's like he never existed. We never existed.
Yep. All that remains of Jude is half a bottle of body splash. Oh, someone's done a pretty good job of clearing his room. Why did they leave this?
I don't know.
Oh, we may as well chuck it in with the rest of his stuff.
Wait, hang on.
Okay, we are stopping this now. You're not going through his rubbish, Pip. That's just sick.
It's not his rubbish. This is mine. My shampoo. My CD. My toothbrush.
You can't want it. Not after it's been in there.
That's not the point. I've just been chucked away, Izzy. I could be anyone, any random girl. He didn't care. He didn't care enough to get my stuff back to me or even to put it to one side. He didn't care.
Come here. Come here.
This is what he thinks of me. Rubbish.
Okay. Have a good cry. Then you and me are going to have a talk.
I rang earlier about the bridge. Oh, I really need to know by Friday morning at the latest. That would be great. Okay, thanks for your help. Bye.
All right, Brenda, I'm out to lunch now till about 3.
Oh, going anywhere nice?
Not sure. I'm seeing a surveyor friend of mine, it's on him.
Oh, well, enjoy.
Thanks. You found enough to occupy yourself all morning?
Oh, yeah.
I've set up some files for properties under consideration and some financial spreadsheets, so we've got all the information on computer. And I've emailed all the estate agents and auctioneers in the area, letting them know who I am and the sort of properties we're interested in. I know you hear about stuff through the grapevine, but it can't do any harm.
No, not at all. Well, you've been busy.
You know me, Matt. Self-motivated.
Yeah, good.
I can work on my own initiative. No problem.
I used to come to this park in the summer holidays.
Did you?
They used to have a big tent, face painting and stuff.
I could do with some face paint now, cover up all this crying.
Yeah, I've seen you look better.
Thanks.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you.
No. So, this talk...
Okay. Look, Pip. I'm going to say this, and if you don't like it, well, I'm sorry. I couldn't say it before because I knew you were crazy about him. But the couple of times I met Jude, to be honest, I didn't really like him that much.
Oh.
I wouldn't be saying it now if he wasn't on the other side of the world, because I've done that before, and then the couple go and get back together, and it's dead awkward for everyone. But I don't think there's much chance of that with you and him.
No, there isn't. But I thought you liked Jude. You said he had much more about him than Gary.
It's not exactly difficult.
So, what didn't you like?
It's not so much didn't like. I hardly knew him. But everything was always about him, wasn't it?
Was it?
Like the time we met you in the pub. It just wasn't his kind of place. He couldn't wait to leave. He wasn't interested in me or Gary or what you wanted to do for that matter.
Well,
it was so weird seeing you agree with everything he said and trot off after him like a puppy.
Didn't.
You did. It's not like you at all.
Is that really what you think?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't like saying it. But I never felt you were really you with him. Like you were trying to be someone else. What he wanted or what you thought he wanted.
Oh, Izzy.
I know it's hard right now. But maybe it's a good thing he's gone. And you can get back to being you again.
Mum, do you know anything about the cream?
Oh, what cream is this, Fallon?
Well, you know, cream. For the kitchen, puddings, coffees.
Oh.
You were going to put a note out for Jazzer.
Yeah.
Did he leave it? You haven't... You didn't take it upstairs, did you, and put it in our fridge or anything?
No, Fallon. I'm so sorry, I forgot.
Oh. Well, never mind.
No, I'll do a note now. I'll put it with the empties.
No, that's no good. We can't last till tomorrow. Frida's got trifles to make this afternoon, and there's this evening in the restaurant.
I'm sorry, love, I'm just hopeless.
No, you're not. Of course you're not.
But why don't you give Jazza a ring? Get him to bring some down.
Mum, he won't be at Grange Farm now. He'll be with the pigs or gone home to bed.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, Mike, then.
No, don't worry. I'll get some from the shop for now and do a note for Jazz for tomorrow.
OK, love. Whatever you think.
Not very busy in here, is it?
No.
Harvest, I suppose. Everyone's hard at it.
Yeah. I'm just, wiping the bar.
Look, I'll do it for you. Oh, I'd better top up the ice as well. There we are.
Ta.
Oh, and I'll clear those tables while I'm here.
Oh, are there
No, it's fine. I'm on it. Mum, I can cover in here. Why don't you go and sit in the sun for 10 minutes, eh?
Really?
Yeah. Have a coffee and a fag.
Oh, Fallon, that'd be great.
Off you go, then.
All right.
course, I'm not alone in seeking inspiration from the inscriptions on gravestones, Vicky. There's one theory that that's where Beatrix Potter got her characters' names.
What, Jemima Puddle-Duck and Mrs. Tiggywinkle?
Well, perhaps not those, but Mr. McGregor, I believe, and even the name Nutkin.
Well, so what ones have you found then, Linda?
Oh, dear. I was going to be discreet.
Oh, go on.
Well, I suppose revealing the names of the characters can't hurt. I shall have to shortly in order to allocate the parts.
Will there be one for me, do you think?
At this stage, I'm not sure.
I mean, I realise you're going to go to your tried and trusted actors first from all the productions you've done in the past, but, oh, if you're stuck, then...
Well, that's very generous of you, Vicky, and I may well be grateful for the offer.
Oh, I don't know how you do it.
Oh, I can see Joe and Bert coming to blows over old Tom Gabriel.
Oh, that's a character, is it, Tom Gabriel? Who's he?
He's the gardener, the old retainer. It's an aristocratic setting, you see, centering on a landowner, Rafe Fairbrother.
Oh, what a lovely name.
His wife, Letty, his mother-in-law, Doris.
Oh, I see where you're going with this. Aren't you clever?
Well, not too clever, I hope. We want people to be able to solve it.
So who's the victim and who done it, then?
Now, Vicky, you can't expect me to reveal that.
Oh, is there a butler? It's often him. Or the policeman sometimes, he's a bad un.
No, no, my lips are sealed. You'll have to enter on the day.
Oh, I will if I'm not in it. Have you decided on the murder weapon yet? Is it like the lead piping in the conservatory sort of thing?
I'm saying nothing.
Well, I suggest a poisoning with veal and ham pie.
I'm sorry?
Look what I found when I came in for my shift. Oh. A load of blinking questionnaires.
Oh, dear.
If Tom thinks I'm giving them out, promoting an idea he stole off me...
Well, I know...
No, I've a good mind to fill them all in with false names and silly answers.
What's a good idea?
I might go round the graveyards myself.
Well, I'm not surprised you feel rather sore about
it. I do.
Afternoon.
Oh,
hello.
Hello, Fallon.
Hope you've got plenty of cream in stock.
You should have, yeah.
Oh, good.
How's your mum doing?
Oh, you know, not great.
Oh, it's a very difficult time.
Yeah. Well, I'll...
Oh, a Fallon. I'm sorry to ask, but the beer tent for the fete. We've got a meeting later, and has Jolene said anything to you about it?
Young love. It's one of the consolations of growing older, Jill, that one will never have to experience it again.
Yes. Pip certainly had a hard time. But at least she started to come out of her room.
That's a good sign.
Mm. She spent yesterday with her friend Izzy, which seems to have done her good.
Oh, Izzy. I gave Pip a lift to meet her once.
Did you?
Yes, it must have been in the Easter holidays. They were meeting in Hollerton.
Ah. Well, Izzy's certainly been a great support to her lately.
It is not so much our friend's help that helps us, as the confident knowledge that they will help us.
Yes.
Epicurus. I'm paraphrasing slightly.
It's very true.
Right. Coffee's up. Help yourselves.
Thanks. Milk and sugar.
Thank you. One, please.
Oh, so sorry I'm late. Door was open.
Oh, hello, Linda.
Hi. Hello. Oh, Jim, don't get up.
There's coffee there, right?
No, I'm fine for the moment, thank you.
Right. Now, Ruth can't be here, as you know, because she's milking, so it's just Hayley and Osha to come. I know she's on her way.
Well, while we're waiting, I saw Fallon earlier. I mentioned the beer tent.
Oh, yes.
Well, she knew nothing about it.
Oh.
But she promised to go back and check.
Well, we've got to get this thing sorted out one way or the other.
We have. A fete without a beer tent, there'd be a riot.
I'll nip along to the Bull when we've finished. I'd like to see Jolene anyway.
She still looks terrible.
Yeah, so I gather. I haven't seen her since last week, so I wanted to pop in. Anyway, Linda, have you got any good news for us? How are you getting on with your literary masterpiece?
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
Come, come, no false modesty.
I hear you've taken all the characters' names from the graveyard.
Yes, I hope no one will mind me appropriating their ancestors.
Well, that could depend on their part in the plot. It is a murder, after all.
I don't mean to cast aspersions, it's only for fun.
What names have you chosen? And who are all these characters?
Well, since you ask, Jill, there's a part I'm hoping you'll play.
Me?
Yes. Doris Perkins.
Now, who can she be? The sullen maid? The jolly cook?
The dowdy companion?
Thanks very much.
Well, she's not the mysterious stranger, is she, with a name like that?
There's a mysterious stranger.
There's always a mysterious stranger.
It could be a false name, of course.
For a man of the cloth, Alan, you have a very suspicious mind.
Well, Jill, what do you think? Will you do it?
Well...
Go on.
Oh, all right, then. Is she the victim or the villainess?
Oh, no, I'm not telling you that.
I'd rather be the villainess any day.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I am not about to reveal my plot.
Very wise. Well, it sounds like you're doing a great job, Linda.
Yes, most inventive.
Thank you.
I'm still pondering who we can ask to open the fate. Be good, wouldn't it, if we could link whoever we get with the murder mystery somehow?
Mm. Yes, I've been thinking the same thing.
There's the retired chief constable. Jack and Peggy were very friendly with him at one time.
Yeah, possibly. It's only that, well, after Anthony Gormley, I was hoping for a bit of a name.
Yes. There is someone I met on one of my cruises. I don't know if he'd do it, of course, but it might be worth a try.
There's Mike's pint.
Oh, thanks. And a lemonade for me, please, Fallon.
I'm driving.
Right, you are.
Is your mum having a break?
Not exactly. I've sent her upstairs.
Oh, dear.
Well, it's no good her standing here if she's miles away.
No, you can see she's not right. When we came in, Mike asked for a pint and she only gave him a half. We didn't like to say anything.
What does she charge you for?
Oh, that doesn't matter.
Oh, no, yes, it does. Was it a pint?
Well...
I'll only take for half now, then.
Oh, that wasn't why I said it, honestly.
No, I know. So that's just £2.85, please, Vicky.
Yeah. Yeah, that should be right.
Thanks.
Oh, it's hard to believe, isn't it? A year ago today, the very day me and Mike were having our wedding reception here. Everything organised by Jolene.
A year already.
Oh, no. Our actual anniversary is tomorrow, of course, but your mum was so good. Nothing was too much trouble. And I must have been a right pain, wanting every detail perfect.
Well, she'd want everything to be right for you. So what are you doing for your anniversary?
Well, we thought and thought about it, and Mike offered to take me out, but in the end I said to him, why don't we just stay in? Because that's all that matters, that's all you want, really, isn't it, on your anniversary? Just to be together.
yeah.
Oh, Fallon, I'm sorry. Me and my big mouth.
No, it's okay. There's no point in everyone being miserable.
Evening.
Hi, Alan.
Hello. I'd better get back to Mike, he'll be gasping. I'll see you.
Yeah, see you. Fallon, can I have a word?
Sure. Let's go and sit down.
Oh, okay.
Nick, can you keep an eye on the bar, please? She'll be fine for a minute.
Right.
It's about the beer tent, I guess.
Linda said she'd mentioned it, yeah.
Yeah, she did. Shall we go here?
Yeah, no, fine. Look, if it's too much for the bull to take on, we quite understand. I mean, perhaps we shouldn't have asked it in the first place.
No, Alan, stop. No, we'll do it.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, you know, Mum's not really with it at the moment.
No. I was hoping to see her.
I've had to send her upstairs. It's like she's here in body, but not in spirit. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Anyway, there was nothing in the diary about the fate, but I've put it in now.
July 25th, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't worry. I'll order the beer. The fate committee books the tent, right?
Oh, yeah, we've got all that in hand.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll check back to last year, see how much extra we order and get it sorted.
And you'll be all right for staff, right?
Yeah. I think it's best if we leave Mum out of things for now.
Of course.
Well, she might have picked up a bit by then, but who knows?
No, we don't want to put her under any extra pressure, that's for sure.
No. So I've spoken to Harry. We'll do the beer tent and I'll have Nick and Clary in here.
And they've become quite a good team, I gather.
Yeah? Don't know what I'd have done without them. Lillian's been great too.
But how are you, Fallon?
Me? I'm fine.
Well, don't forget you've suffered a loss as well.
I'm all right, honestly.
That's no good, you running yourself into the ground.
Oh, I'm not. Not work that's the problem. It's worrying about Mum. I've never seen her like this.
No.
I don't know what to do. It's like she's in another world.
Well, that's a good way of putting it. I think a lot of people's experience of bereavement is exactly that. They feel... completely disconnected from what's going on around them.
Well, how do I get her to reconnect?
You can't. Well, she'll have to do it for herself. Eventually.
Can I help her at all? I'd do anything.
I know you would. But you're doing everything you possibly can. And you're doing everything right. You've just got to go on being a gentle and loving support to her. Be there when she needs you. Let her talk when she wants to. Let her cry if she has to. And don't try and hurry her. You're doing a great job, Fallon. You've just got to let things run their course.
Do you really think he'll come?
I don't know, Roy.
Well, it's a bit short notice. It's only a week away.
Well, all Jim can do is ask.
I can't believe these famous people haven't got anything better to do than come all the way to Ambridge to open the fete.
Do you mind? We've been working our socks off on the committee. It's going to be a great day.
Yeah. Susan Swapstall, shove ha'penny, pick a straw.
And the murder mystery. That's the whole point of us...
Oh, Phoebes! It's your phone!
Coming! Abby, leave that alone.
Who is it?
Oh, Kate.
Oh.
Here you are, Phoebes.
Dad?
All right, it's not like I've answered it.
Come on, Abby. Let's go in and get a drink.
Hiya.
Hello, darling.
See you later, Adam. Don't work too hard.
Jenny?
Oh, Brian, hello.
Been feeding the workers, have you?
I brought a few sandwiches for Adam, that's all. He wants to crack on while he's got the weather.
Yeah, forecast was a bit iffy.
Well, it's lovely now. I'm glad to be out of the house. I've been doing the village website all afternoon. There's still no email from Alice.
Darling, they're on holiday. She doesn't want to email us every 5 minutes.
But she promised.
She texted to say they'd arrived.
Yeah, a week ago.
You know she's safe with Christopher.
Well, he's been in touch.
Has he?
Yes. It's Susan. I had to put up with her crowing about it the whole time I was in the shop.
Oh, let her have her little triumph, Jenny.
Well, I hope you're feeling as well disposed towards her when you're sitting round that chimney thing on their patio, sipping whatever supermarket plonks on offer that week.
What?
Oh, she's proposing we all get together when Alice and Christopher get back so we can hear about their adventures.
Oh, is she? Mm. Well, I may find I have urgent BL business to see to that night.
Well, I thought you might.
Anyway, don't you want to hear how it went this afternoon?
The board meeting? Oh, you look pretty pleased with yourself.
A unanimous yes to the market plan.
Hey, well done, Brian.
There were a few gasps around the table when they realised just how large a scheme it was, of course. This is one of the biggest things BL's ever contemplated.
Big returns, too, if you get it right.
Absolutely, but there's a long way to go yet. But the board's given Annabelle the go-ahead to sign up to firm options with Duffy, Hastings and the Garden Centre lot.
Hey, good.
So I can get on to our architect and the team, brief them about the preliminary drawings. Mm-hmm. And then we have the joy of dealing with the planning authorities.
Oh. So, are you coming back to the house?
No, not directly. I think I'll call at Brookfield first. I shan't be long, though.
All right, then I'll see you in a bit. Get the kettle on.
What do you think, Phoebe? Would that be cool?
It'd be super cool.
Oh, you think you could put up with me being around for like a whole school year?
Oh, Mum, yes.
I'm so glad. Oh, I'm so excited about this.
Me too.
I can't wait.
No complaints about the level of service from your contractor, then, David?
No, none at all. Just let me get that last of this debris out of the baler, can I, Brian?
Sure, carry on.
No, Adam did a great job. Whipped through our barley in a day and a half.
Excellent.
We had the weather on our side, of course. No, I was the one who was in danger of holding things up.
Huh?
Some slop in one of the pins on the bale handling grab.
Oh, that's a pain.
Yeah. I've done all the checks before, and obviously, you know, had it up and down, rocked it about.
It can't be helped. Sometimes these things don't show up till you're in the field.
Nah.
You sorted this pin, did you?
Yeah. Annoying, though.
I saw Pip as I drove up, leading that heifer of yours.
Oh, yeah?
You're getting over her broken heart.
I do hope so. She's been a bit better the last day or two.
You're through the my life is in tatters stage, then.
How did you know?
Three daughters, David.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm sorry about that, Brian. I can concentrate now.
Good, because you might need to.
Uh-huh.
What would you say if I told you that BL have identified a large site off the bypass, this side of Borchester, excellent access, well away from any housing, and that we want to buy and develop it as a new livestock market to be run by Rodways?
Ooh! Well, on the face of it, sounds too good to be true.
Not at all. You know the Perivale Garden Centre?
Yeah.
There's a block of land behind it owned by two farmers.
Yeah?
With an access strip owned by the garden centre. That's where I mean.
Yeah, I know it. God, Brian, how long have you been planning this?
Oh, very long. Only since the Rodway scheme started to run into trouble. Now, we're optioning the landowners. We're going to get some plans drawn up. But before we submit them, it'd be great to know we had the local NFU's backing.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it won't be a hard sell, David. I mean, everything your members hate will be solved at a stroke. Out-of-town site, no more queuing or jams.
Much more room and better handling facilities once you get inside, presumably.
Well, state-of-the-art, have to be.
Right.
So much so. And I can see buyers coming from a far wider area than now, which should mean higher prices for sellers.
Well, you're convincing me.
Good, good. So can you put it to the NFU at the next meeting?
Yeah, of course I will.
Great.
Frankly, they've started to think the Rodway scheme was never going to get off the ground anyway.
Well, now you've got some good news for them.
Yeah. Well, it's good news for BL too, isn't it? It's a pretty big scheme.
This could be just the start, David. I'd actually like to buy more land than we need for the market alone.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, this is between you and me at the moment, but if we get the market development through, I'd like BL to get some other farming-related businesses on site.
Such as?
Well, a farmer's co-op, branch of Borsetshire Farmers, maybe a farm food centre.
Oh, I see.
A lot of claptrap talked about having a vision, but in 5 years' time, this could be the biggest food and farming centre in the area. But not a word, OK?
No, OK.
Well, I haven't mentioned any of this to the board yet.
Not a word.
Nearly a whole year. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
That's one word for it.
I've never been so excited. I'm going to tell Grandma Vicky.
Okay, sweetheart. You do that.
Did you know about this?
No, Hayley. You can see I'm as stunned as you are.
This is just the sort of stunt Kate loves to pull. She must have been planning it for months.
I've no idea.
A whole year of her.
It can't be that long, can it?
Well, if she's coming to the university, you know what it's like when she flies in for a few weeks. Everything's turned upside down.
Well, yeah, but maybe if she's actually here longer, it could be a good thing and that won't happen.
Oh, get real, Roy. Disruption's a middle name. It's not just here. She's disrupting her own family in South Africa as well.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what's going to happen to Nolly and Sipaw. Is she bringing them? Well, the Thebes didn't say.
Oh, she wouldn't think to ask, would she? Kate can't bring them. Not Nolly, anyhow. She's at school.
Oh, just don't know what she's thinking.
You'd have to be a pretty warped person ever to know what Kate's thinking. So twisted. As long as it's what she wants, though.
Well, Felpersham? I mean, is she going to live in halls? If she does bring Sipaw, who's going to look after him? Jennifer? Well, there's a creche at the uni, I suppose.
It's no good speculating, Roy. Get Kate on the phone and get some answers.
Well, do you think we can?
Yes! We're entitled to ask. Anyone would think you're scared of her.
No, I'm not.
Well, get on the phone then.
Right. It's engaged.
Typical. Typical.
Oh, Phoebe was so excited, Mum. Well, we both were. And talking to her, it just makes me want to jump on a plane straight away.
Oh, darling.
But don't worry, I'm going to be sensible.
Good.
Of course, it really depends on Michael and Delia's plans, when they can move in and take over with Nolly and Sipo.
You are so lucky that Lucas's family have been so understanding about all this.
It's Africa, Mum. Everyone has to help out in families, especially when someone's got the offer of education, of improving their chances.
Yes, yes, darling, I know. So a whole year, nearly.
Mm, it's going to make such a difference to me and Phoebs, especially with her at the age she is now. She's just on the verge of growing up. I really want to be around for that.
Of course you do.
Sorry.
Here's your father. Would you like a word?
No, it's okay. I'll be seeing him soon.
Oh.
Give him my love, though.
Yes, I will. Bye then, darling.
Oh, bye, Mum. See you soon.
Yes, bye.
Prodigal daughter at last.
Which one?
Alice.
Kate.
Oh.
She's told Phoebe.
And?
Joy is unconfined for both of them.
Good. Well, long may it continue.
Oh, well, quite. Brian, she's got such high hopes for all this. Oh, I just hope it'll work out the way she thinks it will.
Oh, it's ringing.
last. Put it on speaker, then.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Kate.
Roy! How lovely to hear from you. Oh, Phoebe's told you then.
Came as a bit of a shock.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was waiting to get the official confirmation from Felpersham. I didn't want to say anything before, not till I was absolutely sure I was coming.
Right, yeah, So this course...
International development. It's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. But, see, Phoebes said it were 9 months, full academic year sort of thing. She must have got that bit wrong.
No, it's a year-long diploma.
Right. Right. So you'll live in, I suppose?
No, silly. I'll be in Ambridge. That's the whole point. I'm going to live at Home Farm.
Well, so are you bringing Seapol and Nolly?
No. I thought about it and Lucas and I talked, but in the end we decided it's best if they stay here. Lucas's parents are going to look after them.
Right.
Which leaves me free to concentrate on my studying and on Phoebe. Okay. You know how I found it a bit difficult with her when I came over in March? Well, a few weeks here and there just isn't enough anymore for either of us. Well, this is a chance to really get to know her. Build a proper mother and daughter relationship before it's too late. And not just that, even. You know, what I want for Phoebe and me is to be one of those mothers and daughters who are best friends as well.
Right, yeah.
So nice of you to ring. I'm really looking forward to seeing everyone again.
Yeah.
Anyway, if we don't speak again beforehand, I'll see you in September.
Right.
I want to give myself a bit of time to settle in before term starts.
Yeah, great. Well, see you then, eh?
Yeah, see you. Love to Hayley and Abby.
Oh, thanks.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Don't say it. Just don't say it.
What? Look, she's Phoebe's mother. We can't stop her seeing her.
Here we go.
We've got to go with it. Phoebes is entitled to get to know Kate better.
Yeah, maybe. But I know Kate quite well enough, thank you.
Hayley.
I just hope Phoebes isn't too upset when she flits off again. Because we'll be the ones picking up the pieces.
I suppose Matt's fuming. I couldn't get away.
No, you're all right, Lillian.
Had to rush off before Jolene was back, as it was.
He's been on the phone for the past half hour.
Ha! So much for starting this meeting on time.
I think it's an important call. So it's another strategy meeting you're having, is it?
Yeah, that's right.
I've been wondering, have you had a chance to find out any more about that bridge upgrade you were worried about in Hollerton?
No, I haven't had a minute.
I thought not.
I suppose I'll have to let Matt put in a bid on this Curtis Road place, and if it does turn out a bad buy because of the bridge, we'll just have to take the hit.
Yeah.
Well, we may not get it anyway if the offer's not high enough.
Or you may decide not to put in a bid at all. I spoke to the council. The guy there sent this through just now.
So they are widening the bridge?
Yep, you're right.
A significant increase in traffic flow.
And a lot of that will be heavy lorries because they won't have to be diverted round the other way anymore.
Does Matt know about this?
No.
May I have it?
Of course.
Thank you, Brenda.
It's okay. It's only what you'd have found out if you'd had the time.
Yeah.
Ah, hello, Puss. Sorry about that. I was on the phone.
Don't worry about it, darling. I was glad of the time to get my head straight.
Good. Come on in, then.
I'll get you some coffee. Or tea.
Coffee for me, please.
Yeah, and me. Thank you, Brenda.
A couple more from here, Josh, and then I'll come the other side.
You're a beauty, aren't you, Adana?
Oh, yeah, that's great. With the sun going round the side of the barn. Adana, over here.
Loads of people have seen the blog and our Facebook group.
Yeah, I saw the comments. No wonder, she's so photogenic.
Way better looking than that moose of Grandpa Simpson on his Facebook page.
Who? Josh!
What? That was one of the nicer names me and Jamie had for him.
You cheeky
boy!
I think you'll agree that's pretty conclusive.
Well, yeah, if it's come from the council.
So, I don't think we'll be bidding on Curtis Road.
No. Well done, Lillian. Looks like you were spot on this one.
Does rather, doesn't it?
Your coffee.
Thanks, Brenda.
Do you want me to pour or...?
No, you can leave it, thanks.
Right,
So, now...
Just a minute. Wouldn't it make more sense for Brenda to be in on these discussions?
Well, Yeah?
As she's part of the team.
Sure.
I'd love to.
Good. Well, Brenda, you better fetch yourself a chair.
Hi, you two.
Hi, Dad.
Hiya.
Gosh, she's certainly getting the full works.
Yeah, well, she deserves it. And she's so good about the brushing now, Dad. She stands really still.
Well, she's got a lovely temperament. Wouldn't you go, eh? Hey, you've got a brilliant shine on her there, Josh.
Hope so.
Really shows off her definition.
It's like bodybuilders and baby oil, isn't it?
What do you know about bodybuilders?
More than you.
All right, you two. The main thing is, she looks great.
Yeah, and we've taken loads more photos for the website.
Brilliant.
You should become a fan dad of Adana on Facebook.
If I knew how to even get on Facebook, I might.
I'll set you up on it.
It's a very kind offer, Pip, but I'm afraid that there aren't the hours in the day for me to get involved with social networking and twittering and blogging or twogging or whatever it is.
Dad, you're such a dinosaur.
Yeah, a dinosaur with a harvest to get in, sheep to check, potatoes to spray.
Come on, you're having a holiday in Wales next week.
At the show? 2 days?
Yeah, I wish I could bunk off school for 2 days.
Well, you can't. There's only a week left.
Exactly, we won't be doing anything.
Well, do something now. Come on, walk her around. I haven't seen her on the halter since the weekend.
Okay.
I'll start her off, shall I, Josh? And you can take it from there.
All right.
Right, time for walkies, Adana. Good girl. Good girl. No, no, we're not going that way. Did I say we were going that way?
Looking good, Pip.
Let's go this way. You can take it now, Josh.
Okay. Come on. Good girl.
Very nice. Very nice.
Right, I think that's us done for the day. I'll call that pretty good progress.
Good.
There's plenty to be getting on with.
Well, we don't want you bored.
No danger of that.
Oh, in fact, there might still be time to make a quick call about exactly where things stand on the old church site.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'll get on to it.
For goodness sake, Matt, let the poor girl go home. She'll be shattered after her first week.
I'm fine. It's nothing compared with driving to and from Leicester all the time.
No, ghastly. And Tom must be pleased to have you home so much earlier in the evening.
Oh, yeah. Big smiles all round.
Though not over his questionnaire, I gather. Wasn't there a mutiny in the shop?
Oh, Vicky, yeah.
Oh, what's this?
She found Tom's customer survey questionnaires about his veal and ham pies and she binned them.
She still maintains these pies were her idea, you see.
There's no copyright on idea, she should know that. Or someone should explain.
Have you ever tried explaining anything to Vicky? Obviously not.
She's something of a Laura to herself. Yeah. Well, look, I must get back to the ball. I want to see how Jolene is after the solicitors. I'll be back for supper though, Matt.
Okay, puss.
Night, Brenda.
Night, Lillian. See you next week.
See you. Have a nice weekend.
You too.
What did I tell you?
Sorry?
You. Lillian, house on fire.
I wouldn't go that far.
I don't know. It looked quite a blaze to me.
I don't think so. Bit of a thaw, perhaps.
A bit? I felt quite left out. You two are going to get on great. I knew it.
Let's see, shall we?
Didn't I say given time it had sorted itself out?
You did.
You... Me, Lillian, I know how to pick a tea.
Well, it weren't so much the wheel. That was what I was expecting.
Was it?
Yeah. I knew what was in it. Sid made it after we got married.
Does everything come to you?
Such as it is. Our share of the pub, except for some shares for Jamie when he's 18 and... Oh, there's a bit of money to go to Lucy.
Right.
So, no surprises there. It was the fact that it was being read at all. That's what got me.
Oh, Jolene.
I mean, if you had told me a month ago, I'd be sitting here. Mm, you know, it's Jolene. Like I'm going mad. I'm here and at the same time I'm not. And I look around and everything's still the same. Except it's not. Everything's really sharp and in, like, super bright colours, but I don't feel real. I don't feel like I can reach out and touch it. I feel like I'm fading away.
You're still in shock.
And the countryside is so full right now and so beautiful, and I feel so empty.
Yeah.
It's like I've been... punched. I lie in bed in the morning and And there's this bird calling. It's a dove, isn't it, that has those three notes? And instead of thinking how lovely it is, what a lovely sound, it's like those three notes are pinning me down in the bed, and I don't mind. Because I wouldn't honestly care if I never got up again. And then I think, no, I've got to get up. I've got to. And when I sit up, there ain't no cup of tea that Sid used to bring me. He always used to bring it every morning. Just the same.
Oh, darling.
And everyone keeps telling me I'll feel better. It's just going to take time, but I'm not getting any better. And I can't see that I ever will or see how I can.
Jolene, you mustn't expect too much of yourself. It's been no time at all.
Yeah, but I always thought I was such a strong person.
You are.
Oh, look at me.
No, you are strong. Feeling like you do at the minute is perfectly understandable. It doesn't mean that you're not strong.
Oh, what am I going to do, Lillian? Am I going to be like this forever?
No.
Well, I feel like I am, though.
You won't be, honestly.
Well, I can't be. There's so much to do. Paperwork for the pub and the bills. And I've got to change the names.
I can do that for you.
And forms and things. And now I've got to write. I've got to write widow.
I know.
Widow. Me.
Oh, darling. I know it's horrible, but there's nothing for it. You have to go on. There's this gaping hole in your life and you can't see how you're ever going to get past it. Huh. But you do. Whether you go through it or over it or round it, you do come out the other side.
Mm. That's what people say.
That's because it's true.
Well, maybe it is. Maybe you do. But what for, really? If you're never going to feel happy again.
Oh, you will, Julie. I know it seems impossible now, but things will get better.
No. They won't.
Oh, they will, Jolene. I promise you. You just hang on in there.
And your water, madam?
Has Josh gone in?
Yeah, he wants to load the new pictures on the website.
She's got enough hay for tonight, hasn't she?
Yeah, plenty.
And this will do for tomorrow. Then it's showtime.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you think she's got a chance?
I think she's got a very good chance.
I hope so.
Thanks for helping out with her this week, though, Pip.
Yeah, that's okay.
You've done a great job. I'm really looking forward to the show now.
Yeah. Emily sent me a message.
Emily?
From Young Farmers.
Oh, yeah.
As she'd seen us on Facebook and a crowd of them are going to the show, they always do the Royal Welsh.
Do they?
Yeah, they camp. And Emily asked if I wanted to go too.
Oh, that's nice of her.
I expect they've heard about Jude dumping me and just feel sorry for me.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I don't want them to be nice to me out of pity.
They're not. I mean, you know, they're your friends. You've had a rough time. I'm sure they do feel sorry for you, but they want to try and cheer you up. It's got to be a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose. I feel bad, though, about Young Farmers.
Why?
Well, I dropped them when I started going out with Jude. I haven't been to a meeting for months.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Look, the point is, you'd obviously made good enough friends there before if they bothered to get in touch.
Yeah.
You haven't got back to Emily yet, then?
No, I wasn't sure what to do.
Right.
But maybe I will go. In fact, yes, I will.
Good. I'm sure it'll do you good.
Yeah. So how about if I go with you and Mum on Sunday and then I'll hang out with the YFC lot, stay with them Sunday night and on Monday see how it goes?
Sure.
I can either come back with you and Mum or, if I'm having a good time, I could stay a bit longer. I mean, there's bound to be space in someone's car. Does that sound okay to you?
That sounds very okay. Come here, Pip.